I have power to let down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, that is language of insanity, if it is not true. And just to point this out, should there be someone here this morning that appreciates Jesus Christ as some kind of good teacher, as a prophet, as a spiritual leader, as a man who brought certain perspective on ethics and human behavior and presents an example for us, but does not accept Him as the Son of God? You're living in a complete and utter lie. There's no possibility that you can just accept certain truths about Jesus Christ that are acceptable to you, because if a man says things like this and they're not true, you shouldn't listen to such a man. He's making a claim that I have power, I can put down my life and I can take it back again. You don't listen to people who talk that way unless they're true in what they're saying. Of course, every Christian here believes and knows it to be true. This commandment have I received of my Father. Verse 19, here's the response. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. Of course there was. They're going to be disputing. Is it true? The man's crazy. He's completely mad. And of course, they go on to even indicate that. Verse 20, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Why are you listening to him? He's saying he has power to put down his life. And he can take it back again? Why would you listen to such a man? Verse 21, others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Which refers back to the previous chapter. And the blind man, a man blind from birth, who had received a sight. And they're all in a state of confusion over how can this be? And so, his works testify, which he goes on to argue and deal with. We'll read on, verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. I told you, I've already made it plain. Everything that Messiah is meant to fulfill. You have seen prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled. And more is yet to take place, of course. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. They're telling you that I am the Messiah. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Their sovereignty over the true Israel of God. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Their sovereignty to keep them and preserve them. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. The Lord Jesus claims sovereignty. He claims sovereignty in numerous ways. Power over his own life, his death, his life. He can bring it back again. Power, sovereignty over his people, the sovereign shepherd of Israel. And aligning himself very evidently in the mind of the Jews, and I am God. And for that reason, they took up stones.